Welcome to WaveWriter NDP, Next Day Prep. Get ready for tomorrow's momentum plays. Let's dive in.
Honestly, the Supreme Court killed Trump's tariffs today, and he had a brand new plan within hours. So why did the market actually go up? And more importantly, should you trust it? Let's get into it.
Okay, so, and I'm still kind of processing this. We had the Supreme Court ruling, Trump pivots within hours, and I'm watching the tape thinking this is going to be a bloodbath. And then, it just wasn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
S&P kills out 7/10, NASDAQ up 9/10, all three indices reclaimed the 50-day moving average.
And snapped a 5-week losing streak.
Oh, wow. Exactly. So the question is this real or is it a mega cap mirage?
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking. Because here's what I don't get. The policy uncertainty didn't go away, it just changed address.
Right. And I think that's the key insight here. The market didn't rally because the tariff problem was solved. It rallied because institutional buyers decided these prices were worth defending.
So the policy chaos didn't matter. What mattered is that the big money stepped
in. Exactly. And that's either very reassuring or very fragile, depending on what happens next.
It's like a boxer who took a left hook, ducked the follow-up, won the round on points, but you can see the bruises forming.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The scoreboard looks great, but let's flip it over and look at what's actually happening underneath, because the story gets complicated fast.
Okay, so this one honestly blew my mind. Communication services surged 2.7% today, consumer discretionary up 1.3%, but healthcare dropped 3/10 and energy barely moved.
Yeah, and here's the stat that should worry you. Only 36% of stocks are above their 20-day moving average.
Wait, does that mean what I think it means?
Right. It means like nearly 2/3 of the market is still in a downtrend even as the indices close green.
2/3 of stocks are still in downtrends on a green day?
Yeah. I mean, that's not a healthy market, and the sentiment numbers back this up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bull readings at 123 versus bear readings at 166. And I know those sound like weird numbers. They're index readings, not percentages. But the point is sentiment is still firmly bearish despite the headline rally.
Wait, walk me through that real quick. What do those numbers actually mean?
Sure. So basically, it's a survey-based index. Above 100 means more bulls than the historical baseline. Above 100 on the bear side means more bears. Right now, bears are winning by a wide margin. The crowd doesn't believe this rally.
Got it. So who's doing the heavy lifting?
Right. Look, Google up 3.7% to $314.90. Meta up 1.7% to $655.66. Amazon up 2.6%. These mega caps are carrying the whole market.
It's like a sports team winning because one star scored 40 points while the rest went cold.
Exactly. Right. And breath needs to clear 40% above the 20-day SMA to confirm this breakout is real. Until then, you're watching a highlight reel, not a team performance.
I mean, okay, so the index won the day, but the roster is still struggling. Now let's talk about the individual stock stories, because earnings gave us a masterclass in what this market rewards and what it punishes.
Oh, this is good.
Right? RingCentral exploded 34.4% in a single session.
Oh, wow. Insane move.
Then flip it. DNO collapsed nearly 12% despite reporting 87% EPS growth.
87%?
How does a stock fall 12% on that number?
Because the market doesn't grade on improvement, it grades on
expectations, yeah.
Exactly. Brutal is the right word. DNO is the student who went from a 2.0 to a 3.7 GPA, but still missed the 3.8 the teacher expected. RNG is the opposite. AI was the fuel, earnings were the ignition. Beat and raise powered by AI-driven margins is exactly what this market wants to reward.
So AI monetization gets rewarded aggressively.
Yeah. Yeah, the tape is unforgiving for anything less than perfection right now.
What about NVDA?
Right. You know what? NVDA at $189.82 is the gravitational center pulling the entire semiconductor sector into position next week. Everything depends on that number.
Light calendar tomorrow means the tape is ours to read. So let's build the watch list. Specific names, specific levels, exactly what we need to see to pull the trigger.
Yeah, totally. Okay, four names. And I'll be honest, I don't love all of them equally.
Google at $314.90.
Right. Major reversal signal. Broke above $310 resistance on 1.3 times volume. And look, this AI chip ecosystem story potentially challenging NVIDIA's dominance is a big claim, I know, but the institutional accumulation is real.
Like, wait, Google challenging NVIDIA's dominance? Walk me through that.
So Google's TPU build-out means they're less dependent on NVIDIA's silicon than anyone else at scale. If AI infrastructure spending shifts even slightly toward custom chips, Google benefits twice, as a buyer and as a builder. It's not a near-term trade, it's a thesis.
Okay, ADI at $355.03.
Mm-hmm. Continuation breakout. Institutional accumulation in semiconductors. 6.1% ATR for swing potential above $360. This one I feel good about.
AMAT at $375.38.
Right. Semiconductor equipment building a base. Entry above $380 targets $395 to $400 if chip momentum sustains through NVIDIA earnings. And notice what ties Google, ADI, and AMAT together?
They're all AI infrastructure plays.
Right. This isn't random sector rotation. There's a coherent institutional thesis here. Our momentum signals are firing on only 15 names right now. These are three of them.
So what about AG at $27.55?
Honestly, this one feels more like a hedge than a conviction trade. I'm watching it more than chasing it. Precious metals spiked on tariff uncertainty, up 11.2%, only 2.3% from 52-week highs. I'm watching that $26 to $27 demand zone as
So the same tariff chaos that's killing breath is actually creating the AG trade.
Exactly. The risk and the opportunity are the same event, just expressed in different assets.
You know what? Great setups mean nothing without a strategy for how to handle whatever tomorrow's open throws at us. So let's map out the scenarios.
Two key levels, 6,950 to the upside, 6,850 to the downside. We just got back on the 50-day moving average. Tomorrow, we need to take confident steps forward, not look down.
If breath is this weak, why not just stay in cash?
Honestly, part of me wants to say exactly that. And if you're a conservative trader, cash is a completely defensible position right now. But here's why I'm not doing it. The 50-day reclaim changes the calculus. You don't want to be in cash when institutions are buying.
But.
But here's where it gets uncomfortable. GDP came in at 1.4% versus 3.0 expected.
Yikes.
Oh, man. PCE inflation still sticky at 3.0. And you know, when GDP misses by that much and inflation stays sticky, that word starts getting whispered.
Stagflation. Nobody wants to hear that word.
Nobody. Nobody. And stagflation means rate cuts aren't coming to save you, which is exactly why the market is narrowing to names that can grow earnings without Fed help.
GOOGL, ADI, RNG.
Exactly. So basically, bullish trigger, S&P holds above 6,895 and follows through above 6,950. Path opens to 7,100 plus. Bearish, break below 6,850. Today's reversal is invalidated. Step aside and let Section 122 uncertainty play out.
It's like driving in fog.
Yeah. Keep moving forward, headlights on, speed controlled, hands firmly on the wheel.
Bottom line, if you had to bet on whether today was real or a head fake, what's your read?
Right. The 50-day reclaim earns you the right to be selectively aggressive. It doesn't give you permission to be reckless. Trade the names institutions are buying, respect the levels, and let tomorrow prove today wasn't a head fake. Watch breath in the first hour. It'll tell you everything.
We got back on the tightrope today. Tomorrow, we find out if we walk across it. And mark your calendar. NVDA reports next week, and everything we talked about tonight in semiconductors either confirms or collapses on that number. We're all orbiting that NVDA number right now.
Yeah, don't blink.
I'm your host. This is Wave Rider NDP. Trade smart, trade disciplined, and we'll see you on the other side of the bell.
That's all for today's episode of WaveWriter NDP, Next Day Prep. Get ready for tomorrow's momentum plays. See you next time.